Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And we welcome you to Columbus, where the Nittany Lion basketball team will be in action tomorrow at noon when they take on Ohio State. Penn State 7-1, Ohio State is 8-0. Fresh off their victory at North Carolina by 25 points, the Nittany Lions are fresh off their 22-point victory over Wake Forest on Wednesday. And again, it's noon tomorrow at 11:30 airtime. Looking forward to it very, very much. It's also the second time in 2 weeks I've been in Columbus. I was greeted at the airport by several people who wanted to know if I wanted to register for the primary because I've been here so often. So I said, no, go away. So we don't do politics on this show. The only time we ever do any politics on this show is when we talk about a potential impeachment of the new executive.
Yeah.
A little concerning.
Yes.
So last night was the holiday party, by the way.
It was.
And you and Mr. Buhner.
That was that was definitely unplanned. It's like I got my off gray sport coat on, red holiday shirt. One of the first guys I see as I turn the corner and walk into the room, it's Bob Buhner wearing an off-gray sport coat and a red holiday shirt.
Yeah, they sent me the picture last night.
I did. You had to see it.
Which was great because I guess the suit photobombed it and you were able to crop him out, which has been a habit of many suit pictures over the years.
Yes. I showed it to Deb last night and she said, that reminds me of Schwarzenegger and DeVito and Twins.
Yes, exactly. That's what I thought when I saw it.
But I said to her, it's like, trust me, Bob is not that short. He is taller than you think.
Yes, he is actually.
He is.
Yes, yeah, Bob is actually taller than you realize.
But terrific time. Last night, sent your best to Bob and to Bob, Greg Wetzel, and I had a terrific football conversation last night. Greg told me actually that he has spoken to a couple of high school football coaches in our area that heard our recent high school football roundtables. We're looking forward to another go round at the roundtable next week with Greg. So look forward to that next week on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll do that on Thursday. I think that's going to be terrific to get their perspectives. I mean, I'm in a mode when I'm doing that where I'm like the listener. I'm listening to what they have to say. I may be steering conversation and broaching topics, but that's all I'm doing is broaching topics. There's a big difference between, and I talked, this goes back with Joe, when I'd say this to Joe Paterno, but I've said it to Joe Paterno, I've said it to Bill O'Brien, I've said it to James Franklin, I've said it to Patrick Chambers, Ed DeCellis. I said, look, always remember, I said, I'll ask you questions. I said, I'm not questioning you. There's a big difference between asking questions and questioning somebody. Well, that's when we get into the the roundtable, for example, that's going to be me asking questions, not questioning them. In other words, let's get the experts to tell us what they think and why. So we'll be doing that. But I'm glad everybody had a great time. I guess there was one person that attempted to dominate the party last night.
I really couldn't tell. I was each time I saw our beloved former producer of the show, five-time College Bowl pick champion, Kevin, a.k.a. The Suit, now Executive Her, did not see him seated any time throughout the evening, unless that occurred before I got there, just before 6 o'clock. He was working the room.
Okay, now talking to the wait staff doesn't count. All right, so let's...
He did do that quite a bit, by the way. So, we mentioned high school football here a second ago, just to... get everybody up to date with Southern Columbia. Halftime score in the AA championship game at Hershey. Southern Columbia is leading Avonworth by a score of 55-7. Not one, not two, but three pick sixes on defense by Southern Columbia in the first half. You've got Cal Halliday, 39-yard pick six. Jake Davis, 42-yard pick six. And another pick six by Cade Lynn from 46.
You know what's interesting, though, about the state championship games? I haven't seen all the final scores, so I've seen just a few. But none of these games are ever close. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And that's the odd thing about the state championship games.
I didn't catch the final score last night, but I heard Thomas Jefferson out of the Whippeel, out of District 7, they defeated Dallas from Northeast PA. That was
They won big, though.
They did. Yeah.
But they won big, and that's my point.
Heard big, but didn't my catch point. The final score, but take your word for it.
But that's what gets me about year in and year out about these state title games. You end up with two teams that make it to Hershey, which means they've had incredible postseason success, right? They're obviously good. And then they get into the state title game, and the game's a rout. Over and over. You rarely get a 22-20 game where the last possession of the game determines who wins the game. Have you noticed that? I find that incredibly bizarre.
When you think you'd get to this level of competition, it would be creme de la creme alongside creme de la creme.
Yes. Right. And I have found that baffling over the years. I've found that baffling. And I realized, like, take Southern Columbia. So they're routing this team today. Well, the team they're routing has had a really, really good season. This is not one of those, like, 4-6 teams that didn't deserve to be in postseason play to begin with and suddenly caught fire and gets there. You know, I'm going to guess the team they're playing today either lost once or hasn't lost all year. I mean, do you know what their record is?
I can check on that. By the way, now going into the fourth quarter, 68-7, Southern Columbia.
Look, it's over. It's done. It's over. Okay?
It was done well over an hour ago.
I mean, for goodness sakes, at the end of the first quarter, they were engraving the trophy. You know? So, I don't know. That I have found that baffling over the years. Baffling. Let's see. So, supposedly, the Dallas Cowboys are now trying to look into coaches, and they're looking at Chris Peterson of Washington and, yes, Urban Meyer. I cannot picture in a million years Urban Meyer going into that situation.
No. By the way, Avonworth going into the Southern game, same record as Southern Columbia, undefeated 15-0.
Right.
Yep.
And they're not even competitive. They are not competitive. That's the part that is baffling about this.
Especially when you get a team out of the Whippeel, you figured they would be really, you know, battle tested to get to this high in the competition in the postseason.
But Sean, it happens. Almost every game down there is not competitive. This has happened for years. All right.
Yeah, but getting back to Urban Meyer, you're right. I mean, now he is now the face of the Fox College Football pregame show, and they claim that they had just as many people watching their pregame as ESPN last week for College Game Day.
Yeah, that's 1 week. But they've done a good job with it. They put themselves in a spot. All right, to their credit, the noon thing, which. To be honest with you, I'm not crazy about. I don't care what time I announce a game. I could care less about that. I think noon. It's gotten to the point 1:30 has always been the best time, but we're never going to see 1:30 again. All right, never going to see it again. And probably 3:30 has become the preferred time for most people. And I don't blame... There are four day parts that you can put a TV broadcast on for college football. They happen to be noon, 3:30, 7:30, and then 10:30. The late night West Coast spot, which of course 10:30 means 7:30 West Coast time. ESPN easily wins three of the four. Fox, to its credit, has been winning noon. Not always, but they've for the most part won. And with Penn State and Ohio State, they won huge. Okay? And then with Ohio State and Michigan last weekend, gigantic numbers. So the top three rated games of the season, were A, Ohio State, Michigan on Fox, LSU, Alabama on CBS, and Penn State, Ohio State on Fox. You notice who's not in there? ESPN. But when you take it to the overall for the year, 3:30, 7:30, 10:30, ESPN wins all of those. They win all of them. And I think that's a big, and that's the way it should be. I mean, they've, for the most part, they've got the best games. For the most part, they do. Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by Sean.
The barrels and the dills.
Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the mobile Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Back with more from Columbus in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The beverage supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And I'd like to also point out a couple of things. Number one, stock up for the weekend now. And there's another part, too, that goes with this. We're now 2.5 weeks away from Christmas and a little bit more than 2 weeks away from the beginning of Hanukkah. Gift cards, Brewers Outlet gift cards, certainly... would make a great gift. And it really tells like somebody, how highly you think of them. For example, I could go to Brewers Outlet now and $500, and I give Sean a gift card for $500. Tells him exactly what I think. Suit, I go in, $195. I end up spending $501.95. No?
You might be able to get a container of sauce for $1.99. Maybe. Those famous wing sauces.
Yeah.
The trial size for $1.95.
Right. Yeah. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah.
It just lets you know what you think. Like, Kyle Alexander. I get a couple hundred dollars, Roger a million. Mark Lawrence, couple hundred. Catrillo, I mean, Matty Ice, $300-$400.
You betcha.
You $500, you know. Sammy, $200-$300. Santa, unlimited. Suit, $95. We're also in the mobile Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right.
Suit back to work tonight for Shikellamy basketball.
Yeah,
he and the Chief are back. Yes.
So, yeah. We will check and see what's going on with Shikellamy basketball. It'll be a fascinating season for them. Hopefully they can follow up the football season where they absolutely got better. I mean, they absolutely got better.
And we got to say best of luck as well to Justin Michaels, our Lewisburg football color analyst on 100.9 The Valley, now the new head coach for Lewisburg Wrestling. So he'll be his first duties as the skipper tonight, right along the edge of the Resolite. So we wish Justin all the best, too.
Yeah.
And Pat O'Brien, our Seals Grove Seals play-by-play announcer on Eagle 107, now one of the assistant coaches for Seals Junior High Girls Basketball. So we wish all the best to Pat.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Just great. Yep. All right, we got a lot of college football to talk about.
We can only hope the games this weekend will be just as great as last weekend.
Yeah, well, first of all, there are 79 eligible teams for 78 spots, so there's only going to be one team that's 500 that will not be involved. So there'll be no under 500 teams this year. And tonight it gets going. It's Utah and Oregon. If Utah wins, now the pressure point is on the committee as to how you handle a potential Georgia loss, a potential Oklahoma win, or even Baylor, versus a win by Utah. If Oregon wins, I think it takes a lot of pressure off. Now I think it comes down to whether it's an Oklahoma-Baylor winner, especially Oklahoma, and a Georgia loss as to how to handle it. Can't wait to hear the Suits pick on the Lending Tree Bowl.
So if both Utah and Oklahoma would win, you would think Oklahoma would leap past Utah?
No, I don't.
No, okay.
I think Utah, in my opinion, it's only my opinion, is the better all-around team because they're a good defensive team. I think that makes a big difference. Makes a big difference. I mean, certain bowls are locked in. I think the Citrus Bowl's aching to have Alabama, Michigan. I think that's locked. I think that's going to be locked in. But there's also one. The Charlotte Buffalo thing of the Bahamas Bowl is locked in, and the reason they have to is they have to get passports for the players to play in the game. So they had to have that locked in ahead of time. And how about SMU? They've gone from maybe the Cotton Bowl to the Frisco Bowl.
Insurance agents are independent agents.
I pledge to be your guide, not only to insurance, but to insurance companies.
They don't actually work for any one insurance company.
And to use my independence to identify the coverage that's best for you.
This means they can customize policies from several companies in ways that other agents just can't. And they commit to that.
And I pledge.
In writing. Trusted choice. You need an independent insurance agent.
Purdy Insurance, your local trusted choice insurance agency.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, it's 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. It's also a great time to get Brewers Outlet gift cards. It's the holidays. So since it is the holiday season, time to think about a Brewers Outlet gift card. It's easy, for one thing, which is great, but it's not just the convenience of it. It also does tell somebody how much you care. And I think that's really important. I mean, just because something is easy to do, a gift card, like what? It's more important that you take the same amount and you go out and you pick out, so, okay, great, I got that taken care of. People want Brewers Outlet gift cards. Do it. As we mentioned, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Of course, the great supporters of this show, the one and only Corey Fossold from Brewers Outlet, Steve Engel and the Purdy team, Tom Mertz, Liz, all at the party last night, sending their best to you. All there in full force last night.
I think the world of those people.
Yeah.
They really do.
Well, they've all been with us since day one, you know? That's very important.
Well, not day one, and of course, my best to add, I know you mentioned Steve Engel, but to Adam Purdy as well.
Absolutely.
But you know, I think the world of those people, number one, they're just really good people, just like nice people. You just want to hang around them. It doesn't really matter what their business happens to be or whatever on the show. You take a couple minutes to get to know them. They're just really great people. And not only that, they're also great business people. They do awesome jobs. I really do. As people on this show have found out from all the people who've tried to steer in that direction. So that's, yeah. I'm glad you were able to get in contact with. I would have, but, you know, the show was scheduled, I think, Thursday night. Okay. So, Marley, party. Sure, the food was great.
5-star. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the Applebee's sampler last night. All right, so Kathy called me up. She was out. Well, I got home from doing the show,
yeah,
and I didn't get anything to take out last night. I really didn't. And so she called me up and says, "Hey, you know, I'm home and I was sort of hungry, but you know, I grabbed a banana." And she calls me up. She was out shopping. She says, "Hey, I'm going to go over to Applebee's and get me a sampler."
Boom.
just do that. Took care of it that way.
Yeah.
that ended that. She says, "How come you didn't get something to eat?" I says, "Because I was rejected for the party." All right. So
in years past, I was asked, okay, what December dates would Steve be available for the party? I mean, we always take that into consideration. Okay, we had taken that into consideration, but then our dear friend, Jamie moved on to another chapter in her professional journey. I'm doing well.
Yes.
I have to get back. I have to text her a Merry Christmas, see how she's doing. But,
her I said Merry Christmas as well.
I absolutely will. But, yeah, she would always, it wouldn't be, whether we're going into the fall sports party or going into the holiday party, we'd always check with you ahead of time just to get some dates kicked around. I kept waiting and waiting for that from our new fearless leader in the other end of the building, and then I saw, oh, date's already locked in. Okay. A little oversight there.
No, that was deliberate. All right, so I want to have fun without the abuse.
Southern Columbia 74. Avonworth 7. Less than a minute to go.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
They're amazing.
They've outscored their opponents 894 to 82. And the defense has only given up, it is now final, 74 to 7 Southern. Defense only gave up 5 touchdowns all year long.
I think Southern Columbia scored on a kneel down this year, didn't they? You know, it's,
I was catching some of the tweets here from the beat reporters that are down there at Hershey Park Stadium. They did do a kneel down sometime in the third quarter because they wanted the starters to go off the field and get recognition from the crowd. Now, 10 state championships for Southern Columbia.
It's amazing.
It is.
They move up in classification from A to AA. I still think, in the end, and I'm coming from this as a casual observer, so please, this is not some level of expertise. I'm still in a mode where, okay, keep the 6 classifications, but go back to A, double, triple, and quad A, and have the other 2 be small non-public schools, larger non-public schools. I think they should have their own classification and not cross over into the public school area. Keep the 6, but have it be categories 5 and 6 be small, non-public schools, you know, charter schools, you know, parochial schools, and larger non-public schools. And I do that for both football and basketball, and girls' basketball, too. Again, that is from the casual observer, me. I'm not ingrained or into this. That's and have an in-depth feeling about this. That's why we're going to have our roundtable on Thursday. Those are the people who are ingrained in it and are beyond the casual observer, me, and they'll be able to give better answers about that. I'll be interested to see what they say about it. I'm sorry, Steve. We think you're insane. Oh, thank you. Okay, so tonight is the first game. Utah will be in action against Oregon tonight. That'll be the Pac-12 championship game this evening. That game is on Fox tonight. This is where it all gets going. Check that. That's actually on ABC tonight.
I believe it is. I will double check on that.
It's on ABC. It is on ABC. I know it. It's on ABC tonight at 8 o'clock. And they're going to play at Levi's Stadium. And I'm sure the turf will survive that. That turf usually there is lousy.
Oregon's getting 6.5 at this point. Or is this for entertainment purposes only?
Sure.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at noon, it's Baylor in Oklahoma.
That's ABC.
Appalachian State will take on University of Louisiana.
That's a Sun Belt game on ESPN.
Yep. Then my new friend Dave Willishin, at Park of Syracuse, Dave and I had breakfast last week in Brooklyn. I mean, I think we were there for like, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. Man, we solved a lot of problems. Right? So at one point I said, and he's the product play-by-play guy from Memphis. They're going to have the American Athletic Conference games at 3:30 on ABC as a rematch with Cincinnati, the game from last week. And, you know, I brought up the possibility of the rematch, and Dave talked about it. Then they started talking about other things. At one point,
Matt Park looked over at Dave and me. He says, now, do any of you guys in your organization have to deal with somebody like a suit?
Are you kidding me? You're kidding. Come on. Small world.
At 4 o'clock, Georgia will take on LSU on CBS from the Georgia Dome. Hawaii plays Boise State in the Mountain West title game. That will be on ESPN at 4 o'clock. Virginia and Clemson play the ACC title game at 7:30. That's on ABC. And, of course, Ohio State and Wisconsin will be on Fox. You talk about the numbers. Clemson's a 28.5-point favorite. Boise's a 14-point favorite. LSU's a 7-point favorite. Memphis, 9.5. Appalachian State, 6.5. Oklahoma, 9. Utah, 7. And Ohio State is a 16.5-point favorite. All right, let's see. Two Nebraska football players have been suspended from the team in August, have been found to have violated the school's sexual misconduct policies. They face 2.5 years of suspensions from the university. It's wide receiver Andre Hunt and Katerian Legrone, the tight end. They were suspended indefinitely August 26th. Next up is Jeff Tedford stepped down at Fresno State. Tedford's actually a good coach. I thought he did a decent job at Cal. I thought he was doing a good job at Fresno. But he announced today he's going to step down as head coach of Fresno. They only went 4-8 this year. He's only there for 3 years. This is his alma mater. He says, look, I've been coaching for 30 years. It's been awesome. I've been playing since the age of 8, so I've been in this business for 50 years now. It's time now to focus on my health and my family. His first two seasons were terrific. He went 22-6 at Fresno. They finished 18th in the country a year ago. Led Fresno to a 10-4 mark his first year. This year, though, 4-8. This is after turning the program around because they were 1-11 in 2016.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. He was Aaron Rodgers' head coach at Cal, correct?
Yes, he was there for 11 seasons.
Yep.
8 bowl appearances. They were 82-57 in 11 seasons. In fact, I was at Cal for a tournament the day he was named head coach, which was 2001. I was out there. Penn State played Cal, and they played Coppin State in that tournament. Lost a tough, hard-fought game to Cal. Cal played pretty well. And then beat Coppin State with relative ease for third place. So I was actually there the day he was named the head coach. And and he did a good job at Cal. Tom Allen, meanwhile, gets a new 7-year deal with Indiana, $27.3 million. They had their first 8-win season since 1993. He has been the Big Ten's lowest-paid coach. He will earn an average of $3.9 million a year, which still ranks near the bottom. His contract runs through November 2026, is fully guaranteed for the first 3 years, and 50% guaranteed for the final 4 years. That tells you what the buyout is. An additional year is added to the agreement every time Indiana reaches a bowl game, although the contract cannot exceed 7 years. The only thing I'll caution about that, and I don't think it's going to play in here, is I remember Kevin Wilson got a contract extension at Indiana, and then 9 months later was out of a job. He's now the offensive coordinator with Ohio State. But I'll say this about Tom Allen. You know how I feel about these jobs, as I've told you and I've told the audience many times. I've always said, for example, with the Penn State job, I want a coach who thinks the Penn State job is the job. And I take it from my own personal experience. to me, being the play-by-play voice of Penn State football and Penn State basketball, to me, that's in my business, in my profession, in my own realm, I've always felt it was the job. I've never had any interest in taking any other job once I got this job. None. Zero. Because I felt I had the job. So even if I was offered, I mean, have I been offered some stuff over the years? Yes. Have I even remotely considered it? No, because I felt I had the job. Right. It doesn't matter. You know, hey, you want to do CBS? You want to do ESPN? No. The answer would be no. And so I felt that about when it comes to coaches. Now let's get to Tim Allen. To his credit, he feels Indiana's the job. He throws his heart and soul into that thing. Tim Allen thinks, for him personally, every person has to have what they think is the job. Tim Allen personally feels that Indiana, being the Indiana football coach, is the job. And he's thrown his heart and soul into it because he feels that way. And it has paid off with wins. I mean, they were nationally ranked this year. When Penn State played them, they were 23rd in one and 24th in the other. And they were ranked in the college football playoff 24 when Penn State played them. And I think that, that's exactly what Indiana needs. They don't need somebody who thinks it's a stepping stone to something else. And Tim Allen fits them well. He's a terrific defensive coach, I can tell you that. And finally, the students from Harvard and Yale, along with others who staged a climate change protest on the field during last month's football game between Ivy League schools, were sentenced Friday to perform community service. 50 people were arrested on disorderly conduct charges. They each had to perform 5 hours of community service and return to court January 27th. If those conditions are met, the charges will be dropped. All right. What did they delay that game? Like an hour and 10 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, if
that
would have gone into another overtime, I don't think, think they couldn't have opened up the camera lenses wider.
Yale Bowl does not have lights.
That's right, yeah.
Yale Bowl does not have lights. As somebody who's attended a few games at Yale Bowl in his lifetime, they don't have lights. I don't mind people protesting. But no offense, right? Is it your right to interrupt the entertainment that somebody's now paid for, paid to park, paid the ticket, paid to eat, the whole thing, and now you're sitting there, and I did not pay to watch you protest? I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't mind if they protest in the parking lots, right, which is a public area, but if you pay, for example, and go to Broadway, and you're there to see Hamilton, for example, do you want a series of protesters now to get up and delay the play for an hour and 10 minutes? No offense, I get up and leave. Protesting is one thing, all right? Really massively inconveniencing somebody else, they act like it's no big deal to do something like that.
It's going about it the right way. I mean, you got to take the right avenue and the right platform in order for it to be effective.
I mean, to me, making people mad is not an effective platform. I mean, you think the fans sat there in the stands and go, hey, this is great, we should go down and join them? Do you think that happened? No. You had people looking over like, get off the field. It's like anything. Okay, is it right to like protest in the middle of the Mass Pike and everybody, all the traffic's backed up for an hour and 10 minutes while you protest because you think your cause is that important? I'm not saying their cause is important, unimportant, whatever, okay? And I'm not saying they don't have legitimate things to be protesting about. Perfectly fine. But do you have a right to then change what somebody's doing here? where you sit there and you paid your money. In other words, this was not a free game where you can walk in and go, well, I didn't pay anything. Okay, well, you know. I mean, people paid specifically to see something. They didn't pay to see that. You know, it's, you may have a right to protest. I also have a right to watch the game. I paid for it. I have a right to watch the play. I paid for it. I didn't pay to watch your protest. Now, if you wanted to set up a protest and sell tickets, maybe I would pay. Then I could. Now it's legit. I mean, and there's all other stuff. Other signs referred to Puerto Rican debt relief. Okay, and China's treatment of the Uyghurs. Okay. The Caleb Schwartz of Tarrytown, New York, a senior at Harvard, told the Hartford Courant, "The whole protest was based on the idea that we are in a climate crisis. We chose the game to make a high-profile statement." Okay, that's outside the stadium. You can protest, in my opinion, all you want. Inside the stadium, well, that's, you know, again, you can protest outside the Marquee Theater all you want for Hamilton. But, okay, on stage, that's their stage. And the people inside it paid to see the play Hamilton, not your protest. Same thing with the game. The Ivy League, in a statement the day of the game, called the protest regrettable. And it doesn't mean they don't have a legitimate thing to protest about. I'm not saying that. But the venue? Nah. It was ever. Oh, well. But, yeah, they get 5 hours of community service. I think they should make them clean the field. All right. So that's it. Oh, well, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.